The Victorian government has introduced a bill that will ban the misuse of non-disclosure agreements in workplace sexual harassment, with legislation coming into effect in May this year. The long-anticipated bill passed Victorian Parliament last October and stops NDAs unless explicitly requested by a complainant. It's set to cut employers from silencing alleged victims. But what else could this legislation mean? The Working Women's Centre CEO Nikki Candy says she hopes the law encourages other states to implement similar bills. She spoke with The Wire's Sam Giorgio to explain.
This will be the first Australian jurisdiction to implement legislation of this kind. We're yet to see its effects, obviously, because it doesn't come into operation until May 2026. But what we think is that the passage of this bill, which we think is fantastic and should be held up as model legislation across the country, and really serve as a model and a catalyst for similar reforms here in South Australia and other jurisdictions. So,
how would it change the parameters of a confidentiality agreement?
So what it would do is really change the playing field in terms of the way NDAs are used now. So they're often considered to be the default position in resolving a sexual harassment claim. So NDAs are used routinely in settlement agreements. The use of these strict NDAs, like I said, widely considered to be a default position. And so what's really happened over time is this harmful legal culture of requiring an NDA to be entered in order to settle a sexual harassment complaint has become really entrenched in legal practice. So NDAs were initially used as like a tool to protect trade secrets, so a completely separate area of law, but their increase in sort of broader usage over time has really resulted in them now being used as a tool to bury sexual harassment complaints, and that it would no longer be the default position. The default position would be NDAs are prohibited unless certain preconditions are met.
How common are NDAs used by employers to hide cases of sexual harassment?
So NDAs are routinely used in settlement agreements. There's actually been some research on this. And so in 2024, this really groundbreaking research report was published. That's by the University of Sydney. It's called Let's Talk About Confidentiality. And that research actually surveyed lawyers that practice in sexual harassment all across Australia. And that research found, quite alarmingly, that 75% of legal practitioners, so lawyers who act in sexual harassment matters, 75% had never settled a sexual harassment complaint without strict NDA terms. So you've got 3/4 of lawyers have never even settled one without an NDA. And I think even more troubling than that was the research also showed that 50% of respondent solicitors, so their lawyers generally acting for perpetrators or for employers, had never even advised their clients that they could resolve a sexual harassment matter without an NDA. So the research really demonstrated that NDAs are overused, they're misused, and that contributes to this culture of silence that continues to sort of traumatise victim survivors.
There's also another number reported on the Working Women's Centre website. It says 89% of women have experienced workplace sexual harassment, with only 18% of the harassment being reported. What are the main causes for such a small number of reports, and are NDAs a large contributor?
The reason that people don't report sexual harassment is because it never really ends particularly well when people do. We know the devastating effects of sexual harassment. People make complaints, they're often not believed, they're told it didn't happen, and it causes a huge amount of pain and suffering. So people don't want to affect their job. They don't want to make a complaint. They don't want to be seen as a troublemaker, and often will decide not to make a complaint.
In what ways has it contributed to a culture of silence or systemic issues, and what are the impacts of this?
We know the devastating effects of sexual harassment generally, but being silenced by signing an NDA, it's a form of secondary victimisation. So victim survivors are further traumatised by that inability to seek support and receive validation from others, and it creates a feeling of isolation. And so that inability to share stories and seek support can make it really difficult to heal and move forward. And even worse than that, it can cause further injury or harm. So the silencing can make people feel profound shame and guilt, and enforcing that silence legally, survivors can feel really trapped in a cycle of secrecy and preventing them from discussing their trauma with friends or family or health professionals. So banning that misuse of NDAs will mean that they're not prohibited to, for example, talking to their doctor or their psychologist or their friends and family or partners, and they won't have to hide their experience.
The Working Women's Centre CEO, Nikki Candy, speaking with The Wire's Sam Giorgio.